We head to the Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. And joining us, thanks to Mountain Dew and Kickstarter, who will be celebrating their first year as a title partner of the annual NBA All-Star Rising Stars game. Jamal Murray, the Denver Nuggets, joining us here on PTO. Jamal, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. All right, so you won the Most Valuable Player Award in the Rising Stars Challenge last year in New Orleans. Now, this time around in Los Angeles, how does one approach to defending their MVP trophy of this game?
I mean, I was going with the same attitude. I'm not going out there, you know, trying to pad my stats and try to win the MVP. I just go out there and have fun, and if I get hot, I get hot. You know, I just try to make it light on myself, make sure everybody is, you know, in a good mood, and, you know, it's supposed to be a fun weekend, so I'm going to try to make it as fun as I can.
You're having a great year for the Denver Nuggets. I want to read you something that ESPN's Zach Lowe wrote, saying, "I'm going to be wrong on Jamal Murray. I wasn't high enough on Jamal Murray. I wrote this year he may be tops in terms of the league average of point guards. There are scenarios where he can be better than that." Did you recognize that people, you coming out of Kentucky, were sleeping a little bit on how good you could be in the NBA?
I mean, a lot of guys just didn't know what I could do as a point guard. I've been playing point guard my whole life. And Kentucky was my only year of playing the two guard at, like, full time. So a lot of people mistake me that I'm not a point guard, and I may have a different style, but, you know, I've been underrated my whole life. So I'm not gonna let anybody else get to me. I just keep going out there and show what I can do, and let people take notice like they have been.
In terms of your health right now, how are you feeling? I know you got a couple of nagging injuries. You all right?
Yeah, I'm straight. I probably feel a lot of pain growing up, so, you know, I'm used to it. I'm not going to let anything, you know, hold me back from missing out in games. You know, I haven't missed a game. Actually, I missed one, but that wasn't even my decision. So, don't get accustomed to me missing a lot of games.
Tell me a little bit about Canadian basketball, because I remember I was talking to a player who was from Canada at Creighton University, and he says that players from Canada come out with a chip on their shoulder because when they go and play in AAU tournaments or they go and play up against other players from America, that people question Canadian basketball and the talent in Canadian basketball. Did you feel that growing up?
Yeah, I felt growing up. you know, going to States to play all these guys with the hype that they had, and you know, looking on them like they're some sort of, you know, god or something, and now come in underrated, and no one knows who my team is, and, you know, we come in and show them up, and, you know, I'm so used to that. I have fun in doing it now, and I just like to go on and see, you know, who can really play and who can't, because a lot of dudes, you know, just all talk and get a lot of hype for no reason. So, you know, that's why Canada takes it so personal, because they don't get the attention they deserve, and like to go out there and prove it.
Talking to Jamal Murray of the Denver Nuggets. He will be looking to defend his MVP award for the Rising Star Challenge coming up here at the NBA All-Star Game. Mountain Dew Kickstarter, the presenting sponsor of that event coming up on Friday night, TNT, 9 p.m. Eastern time. The game will be on. And, you know, in Canadian basketball, do you guys, when you see a player come out, when you see a player get drafted, you've seen other guys be highly drafted out of Canada, do you guys, you know, communicate? Did you recognize each other when you come to the league from Canada?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Wiggins, you know, guys on the come up like RJ Barrett, you know, Linick, you know, we all played Team Canada together, you know, we all have our stories and stuff, and, you know, we're a tech community, you know, I don't know, it's funny to hear that, because, you know, we're just all trying to prove something, and,
right.
You know, we come here and now it's just a different environment and all that. So that was a little adjusting, but, you know, we stick to it.
Right. All right, tell me what's going on in Kentucky right now. Do you keep tabs on the guys, on Coach Cal? I know it's not a typical Kentucky year that Cats fans are used to seeing out of a John Calipari coach team.
Yeah, I haven't really followed them. You know, I've been kind of busy with my own team. So no, I haven't followed them like I have been, but I can't speak how much, you know, I don't really, I know Coach Lugo will find a way to get them to play the right way, and once they do that, they'll be fine.
What was it like to play in front of those fans, though? I know they still keep tabs on you. They watch you a lot in Denver with the Nuggets, and they love seeing what you're doing, being a guy from Kentucky.
I mean, they're everywhere. You know, I go to away games, I'm a Kentucky fan there. And, that's one of the biggest fan bases in the world right there. So, I just try to see it as much as I can, and I know they're watching, and
All right, Jamal, get out of here on this. What is your strategy, your game plan coming up for the Mountain Dew Kickstarter game for the NBA All-Star Rising Stars game?
I'm just going to shoot. I'm just going to do my job and shoot, put up the three that I do and have fun doing it. So, hopefully everybody has a good time and hopefully I get it going like I did last year.
Very cool. Jamal, best of luck. Have a good time on Friday night.
Thank you.